This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
Coming up, we'll be looking at the broadsheet headlines, then we'll be going to our political correspondents. Well, it's German Rob. Mark will be the medium. That'll be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Then we move on to local gossip, my mum's news. That'll be followed by my dad's sports news. It'll be Mark's Village newsletter. Then Mark will take a look at the red top headlines. And we end on the weather with our special guest, comedian Terry Alderton.
Yes.
So we're back. Here we are.
We are here.
Quite underprepared today.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Well, why don't you read out the WhatsApp messages?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So basically, I've had a bit of trouble arriving here on time. Usually, I arrive. It may not seem like it, but I arrive sort of an hour early and just go through the papers. But
so I said, I'm in Caledonia Road. Where are you? That's where we record.
Yeah.
You said nowhere near. Cutting it fine. Very underprepared.
Yeah.
Going to be a good one. Basically, running late because it took so long to wipe my ass.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It just went on forever.
What?
I was just like sat there for 20 minutes. Do you ever have that?
No.
You never have that?
I don't wipe when I'm sitting down.
Sorry? What do you mean?
Oh, this is something that might be a bit weird to have revealed.
Is that what?
Does not everyone stand up? What do you mean sat down?
I can't believe it.
How'd you get under there?
I can't believe it.
Hang on.
This is meant to be a news show and we're not a minute in and we're talking about how we wipe our asses. I want to do a sophisticated show.
Right.
I want this to be on BBC 4 or Sky Arts. So I used to stand, right?
Okay.
I used to be a stander
right.
Until one day after Sunday league football, when I was in my late teens I said, mentioning wiping my bottom.
Were you late again?
And, oh, sorry, I missed the first half. So what happened was, someone took the piss out of me for standing up. And you know, like, when you, sort of, like you there,
yeah,
sort of
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
realise that I'd been doing it wrong. And most people on the team did it sat down. So I then changed the way I wipe my bottom.
Do most people do it sat down?
Can we
have a tweet in?
Please, can people tweet in? What is wrong with you? We need to know this stuff. We're going to look...
Producer.
We've got one producer. will you tell us or not, or do you want to keep that private?
I think all women do it sat down.
Sit down.
Really?
Yeah, sat down. She's just written. We've got a monitor so we can communicate. She's just written. I sit. Standing up is a risk.
How is that a risk? It's not enough. It's going to.
You don't know. How messy is it?
Not,
do you know what I mean? They come in different shapes and sizes.
Do you think it's because when your parents do it, you have to stand up?
I don't know why.
Do you know what I mean? So then I've just always done it standing up because of that.
I think my dad stands up because we had that. I know because we had that. You know, frosted glass in the toilet door,
no.
So you can see in. So you can always.
I
used to have stand up about this.
Oh really?
Yeah. About who has decided to have frosted glass?
Ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean on the toilet door? Because then
is.
It looks like just looks like you're taking a dump on Crime Watch, just blurred out. I can see what you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
It's obvious. What
exactly.
You're doing.
I can't stand that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you were sitting on the toilet doing that for quite a while.
Yeah. Just went on
then...
forever.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, really annoying.
You see it on those B-days. Have you ever used a B-day?
I haven't, but I think that we should. It's disgusting that we don't.
How does that work? I've never used one.
I don't really know.
You squat and then it sprays water and...
splashes up into, towards the chocolate starfish. In reference to Limp Bizkit.
And then what do you do? Then wipe.
Don't know, because then all the tissue would get...
Really
come on, let's just move on. We don't need to talk about this.
Okay.
We're going to do a poll on Twitter.
We've got to do a catch... That's kind of... We've caught up, I suppose. Have you been up too much?
Well, then I was nearly late because I needed a wee so bad that I couldn't walk up steps.
Didn't you go for a wee when you were on the toilet?
No, that's later on.
Yeah, but I thought you would have got...
No, I did some then. That was like an hour and something ago. Anyway, right, look, here we are. It's Save It for the Radio Show. This is the bit before we crack on with the news, when myself and Mark catch up on air.
Yeah.
Right?
What's been happening?
Oh, bollocks!
What have you done?
You know my flash... Ah, oh, fuck!
Oh, no. What?
Oh!
What have you done?
You know my flash, like, Apple AirPods, the wireless ones?
Yeah.
Is that
what you're holding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They come in a case that charged them. That fell out my pocket on the tube. What a great start to the day. I heard it. I turned round and a bloke just looked. He didn't do anything. He must have seen it.
What did you think it was? You just heard something.
I just heard something. That's not. It was
so
obviously.
He's had that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're in the bad.
They're like 160 quid.
But can you not buy the charger?
Oh,
it's
just had me in it.
It's
do you know what
job.
I mean?
You've got to go out. And you've got to go and do stuff.
Just, what have you been up to?
Oh, you're going to be annoyed for the whole show now, aren't you?
What have you been up to?
Oh, my God. Don't shout at me.
Just get on with it.
What? I've been on the road, on that damn road again, Sean, doing comedy.
Found it!
Yeah!
Woo! Let's crack on with the news,
I do think you should make an official apology to that man.
Sorry, did I call... In my head, I called him a bald vagina. What? Did I say that on the radio? No.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Did I?
No.
I didn't. No. Right, okay. Mark, we've got to crack on with the news.
Okay, I haven't been up to anything.
Really? There's nothing you want to report?
No, I went to... No, not really.
What? You went to what?
Wales, but you did as well, didn't you? But we had different days, did you?
What?
Macfest.
What's it go to Macfest?
Oh, I thought you did.
I was being... Are you joking?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
So for...
Right,
did
this
is
the thing.
I
struggle with text messages.
It's fair to say it's an indulgent comedy festival. Whether you,
yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
It's indulgent, isn't it? It's look.
Really?
It's cliquey. It's
yeah,
that
it's,
lot.
It's the first year I've done it in a while.
So I messaged Mark going, "What did I ever message you? I'm at Macfest. Just finished doing my show in a sandcastle and about to go for a pint of Wizard's Beard with Ivo and
chat." I thought you were high. I thought you'd gone to Mac.
Just walked past Acaster. He said hi. Can't believe he remembers me. I mean, that was obviously a joke.
I thought you were there and you'd been smoking the reefer.
I don't smoke the reefer.
No.
Not really. Occasionally I'll have a one skinner before a big film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll have a little one skin before I watch Star Wars and IMAX. It's all right.
Does that help?
Does that help what?
The film.
Of course it does.
How? I mean, I don't do drugs, do I? I've never done drugs.
How does that help the film? You become more immersed in it. You become more involved.
Explain that word. Involved, yeah.
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 You're like, you feel like you're in the film.
Really?
Yeah, and everything's enhanced.
Yeah, so it's IMAX.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about drugs on air in public. Come on,
no.
Bit of weed didn't kill anyone, did it?
Well, I don't know. Probably
might not get a future job for mentioning
drugs,
this. But I've not done it in a long time. That was the Star Wars.
It's all
the
joke anyway. You've never done it, have you?
Never. Look at me. I'm clean and healthy.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to talk about Wales? Macfest. How was it? You're doing a work in progress show.
That's a bit indulgent, really.
We do. Do you not know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I said I did a gig in a sandcastle when you thought I was being serious.
Yeah, there are things like that.
That's what I mean. Gig in a fudge shop.
I did a gig in a cave there.
Did you really?
Yeah,
see what
yeah.
I mean? That's exactly yeah. what I mean. Oh, look, kooky.
Well,
oh.
It was funny.
Good.
I did last year's show. I did last year's show last time.
Okay.
I did that.
Oh, great.
It was nice end to the show.
We do have listeners that haven't seen you live, and I do thoroughly recommend that you avoid Mark. just watch Milton.
Definitely, just watch to the Edinburgh Festival.
Just YouTube Milton Jones. You'll have a better time.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How goddamn rude is that?
Oh, I'm just in a good mood because I found my AirPod case. Right.
Well, it's news, mate. You've got to talk about the news.
Yes.
Have you read the papers on your way?
Look,
here?
I've not had a chance. Sorry, I've not had a chance to get the papers together. So let's just look at the headlines and we can breeze through it, okay?
Yes.
So I just picked up two papers at
ones?
Tesco's outside Caledonian Road
Did
Tube
you pick
Station.
Up Daily Mail.
I did pick up Daily Mail. I've got the Times, and the Guardian, and the Mail.
Yeah.
So the Times are going with. So we've got different headlines, which you sometimes don't get, which is nice. I mean, there's not one big story. Times going with Trump poised to ignore warnings and scrap Iran nuclear deal.
Oh,
what is this? What German Rob, our political correspondent, is going to be discussing?
Yeah.
Oh well, do you know what? Then let's come off that then, because I've not had a chance to go through it.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
German Rob is going to be discussing this.
Yeah.
Well then, right, great. Let's talk about that. I'm going to cue it in. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right.
Political correspondence with German Robert.
Scheiße! Come on.
God. Right, okay, so I saw Rob last night at home. And
can you explain? Can we just, sorry.
Yeah.
Mark, you need to explain what this section is for new listeners.
So I've got an intelligent housemate that's into all this stuff, and he's doing a PhD in... Yeah. And I always forget it, but I think it is international conflict analysis.
That's great. That's exactly what
I'll double check that.
That's what we do on this show.
Yeah. So he started talking to me about this story, right? And I'll be honest, he spoke for about 10 minutes. And
Ten minutes to me isn't a long time.
It is. I can't remember 10 minutes of stuff.
I know, I've seen your act.
What is this? Unbelievable.
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm in a good mood. Found my AirPod case. Right.
Okay. So, the Iran... there's an Iran...
Did you explain what this section is?
You just did. Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Did I? Oh, no, I didn't. No.
Come on.
So, Rob... tells me something that's happening in international conflict analysis.
Affairs. In international affairs, really.
Yeah. And then I have to relay it and tell you guys at home all about it.
Exactly, great.
In detail.
Go.
So, the Obama... Sean, I'm trying to be serious.
Go on.
Right, so in the Obama administration...
Oh, Obama, retro.
2015, there was an Iran deal, right? Yeah? And in the Iran deal, they agreed to stop their nuclear program.
Okay. Yeah.
In exchange for some kind of economical... Sanctions were taken off them to allow... some sort of economical thing.
He like didn't trade, really... to allow trade, something like that. Yeah,
something like that. Now, a lot of people didn't like that. And Trump didn't like it. He made that clear, I think, back then, that he thought that Iran were getting too good a deal.
Oh, and they should actually be allowed to make nuclear weapons.
No, I don't think he wanted that.
Oh, he didn't want that bit?
But I think they got too good a deal in exchange for not doing the nuclear stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see.
So what's happening now is every 6 months they're supposed to do checks and both sides that everyone's upholding their agreement.
Yeah, good.
So
you've been very clear so far.
Yeah, don't talk short. Oh, right. No. Oh no.
Go on.
So every 6 months it gets redone, and then I think it's coming up to the point where people can pull out of it. So Trump has to make a decision, which he's going to announce today.
Oh, no.
Whether he's going to carry on or pull out. And everyone thinks he's pulling out of it.
Carry on or pull out? What?
Don't want those little Trumps running around, do you?
if only his dad had.
The bad thing, I said to Rob, okay, Rob, well, why is that bad? And it's bad because it then means that if America pull out...
Oh, no! I'm too immature for this. Yeah. So I've got it in my head. Yeah. Awful.
Oh, it's in your head.
Oh. Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
Come on.
So, if Trump pulls out... Stop laughing! What's another... What can I say? If Trump...
leaves the deal.
Spaffs on it.
Oh, my God. It's 12 past 12 in the afternoon.
If they do that, then Iran can then go, well, if they're not going to uphold their part of the agreement, then we're not going to uphold our part of the agreement and maybe start doing nuclear stuff and all that.
Right.
And then Rob also said this could be bad because Then the message it sends to North Korea, who they're having that a similar sort of meeting about,
yes,
it might say to them, well, if America aren't going to uphold what they agreed, yes, then who what, says they will if we do?
Why should we trust you?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that is the best I've ever done at that. That's it.
Mate, I think that was. I genuinely think that was good. I completely understand. That, yeah. That's probably basically the gist of what this article was. Trump points to ignore warnings and scrap Iran nuclear deal. Basically saying that that's probably what's going... He's likely to pull out of the deal. Okay.
And German Rob said that if anyone wants to learn more about it, they can follow him on Twitter, and he talks about it in detail there, all that sort of stuff. And I said to him, well, he told me I couldn't remember it.
Okay,
but
fine.
And
we don't want our listeners leaving the show because they can get the news directly off him. We want it through you.
That's true.
The media.
I did say to him he should change his Twitter handle to German Rob, but he didn't want to do that.
Oh, that's such a shame.
But I think he will, because that's how he's famous now. So I think it...
Twitter
it,
famous. So, yeah. Okay,
there
right.
you go.
Thank you for that.
Woo!
You've just done the... Basically, you've done the broadsheet news. Yeah. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We're going to... hear your joke of the week. Okay?
Yeah.
But first, we'll just take a look at the other headlines, see if you've got any thoughts. It was hotter than Rio on record bank holiday. New curbs for rip-off rail fares. Biggest review of charges since privatisation aims to stop millions from overpaying.
Brilliant.
Very confusing.
That is so good.
Yeah, it's very confusing, isn't it, trying to get the right ticket. Like the other day, yesterday, I was coming back from York.
Yeah.
And the train, well, I had a ticket to sit down, but the train was absolutely rammed because of loads of delays and cancellations. Yep. And then I said, well, look, can I wait? I get a bit panicky in crowded spaces. Can I get the next tube, train? Yeah. And he said no, because that train is Virgin, and this was whatever it is, you know, Greatest Rail Network or whatever. So because all the different train companies...
So it wouldn't count.
It's just like, for
that's
fuck, you're trying... It's mental.
You should have had a proper panic attack.
Thatcher.
And grabbed him and...
There you go.
Thatcher?
Well, that's what Thatcher did.
Oh, what did private she do?
So the government used to run...
The trains?
All of the trains.
Oh, did they?
Under one leadership, it was the government.
Ah.
Then what happened is Thatcher sold off different...
That's why'd he do that?
That's what privatisation is.
Privatisation.
So Corbyn...
Corbyn.
If you vote Corbyn, right, in the next general election, if Labour win, then what himself and McDonnell do is the Chancellor. They're sort of look. We got.
No. I want to know this.
So basically, if you vote Labour, then Corbyn wants to do his best to try and nationalise the rail service again, so it will go under one ownership, and then
but he'd have to buy it back. Where's that money coming from?
And there you go.
What an intelligent thing to say. Let's have a song.
Oh, my God. Well, before the song, it's Daily Mail headline.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And then we'll play a song.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, so, yeah, a Daily Mail headline. Again, as I say, there wasn't really one big story today. You can't even say faggot anymore. This is the Daily Mail reporting that lefty snowflakes want to replace the name of the fruit faggot and replace it with LGBTQHJ58 #GUFO emoji dancing woman in red dress K. There you go. Look out for that.
terrifying.
Yeah, but very terrifying. This is for now DMAs, and then we'll be hearing Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
I'm
For Now by the DMAs. I love them. I think we played them last week.
Oh, I love them too.
Very British sound, but did you know they're Australian?
No. What were they, you sound a bit like Oasis.
Kasabian-y, Oasis-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got your joke of the week. Before, I just want to read you this, the headline in The Guardian, because this is crazy. Crazy news.
Go on then, hit me.
Call for all UK citizens to get 10 grand age 25.
What? What do you mean?
Okay, so every person in Britain should receive £10,000 when they turn 25 to help fix the broken intergenerational contract between millennials and baby boomers, an influential think tank has proposed after a 2-year study. So it's just it seems like a bit of a non-story, really. They've made a think tank and gone, oh yeah, everyone should get 10 grand at 25. I mean, sure.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. What? The payment is described as a citizen's inheritance. It is also intended to reduce resentment towards baby boomers born between.
What does that
mean? Do you know when baby? Baby boomers. Well, do you not know who they are?
Hang on, I've heard it for our parents.
Guess. Just what are baby boomers, Mark?
Well, there's a baby boom. Was a time, wasn't it, where people had more babies?
Yeah.
Is that right?
When?
Was it the '80s? 90s.
Eighties was AIDS.
AIDS.
Surely it was less
70s.
Babies. No.
60s.
No,
cause that's free love.
Look, I'll tell you. That's free.
There should be more babies. Born
between
love.
Born between 1946 and 1965. So 60s is part of it. Do you know what baby boom was?
Oh, I didn't know that.
So basically, the war
everyone
ended.
Everyone celebrated by banging.
Yes,
really.
The war ended.
They all came
and
back.
Everyone went, get in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We won.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, because they hadn't seen their partners for a long time.
Well, it's not just partners, is it? It's just buzzing. We just beat the Nazis.
Do you reckon?
Just go get a drink. Woo! Imagine it.
Yeah.
But how long did they celebrate for? Basically 20 years.
I feel a bit bad, German Rob's listening.
Sorry.
Do you reckon it was the opposite? Like,
what, they had
Germany?
A lull? Yeah. The baby lull in Germany between 1946 and 1965. So, yeah. So they were having a great time, especially in America, and then basically what happened is
okay.
So all those young people, they had loads
of
money. Go back to the story.
Aren't they? Most of those people aren't around now. They're really old. Oh, do you mean the babies that were born after that?
What?
So, hang on. So what? Are we talking about?
These are the babies that were born between 1946 and 1965.
Like our parents,
exactly.
Sort of right, I'm with you. Sorry, I thought you meant their parents who
and they
did
had,
the baby.
They had a great time. There was loads of what's the term I'm looking for? Disposable money.
Yeah.
You know, the teenagers were basically invented in the 50s.
Yeah.
So there was lots of stuff for teenagers that were just going wild. And now there's no money. The world is screwed. And that's why so you get like. You like talk to someone in their 20s now and you go, where do you live? And they live in a house with like 15 other people. It's mental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10 grand each.
10 grand each at 25.
Oh, I feel.
How do you feel about that? You didn't get 10 grand at 25.
No.
I didn't get 10 grand
you know,
at 25.
Well, it's a similar thing that when I went to university, my brother. Oh, no. Yeah. I think my brother's generation didn't have to pay fees or something.
Yeah, for university.
And
then
I had to pay more than they did.
Did you have to
and
pay?
And even now they pay more than I did.
Yeah, so what's it called again?
Fees, tuition fees.
Tuition fees, yeah.
I don't know if I pay tuition fees, but...
My friend is... How old are you? My friend is my age. He went to Scotland to get out of having to pay tuition fees.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Could do it. Yeah. Why didn't everyone just do that?
I don't know. I mean, you've got
Scotland.
Universities.
But I have other friends that are in debt. Huge, humongous amounts of debt.
Talking of Scotland...
Yes.
Our documentary when we were in the Highlands.
Oh, mate, we've got to plug that.
Yeah, do you know what? I think it might
What's
be.
What's going on?
So we suddenly got put...
So, let's explain.
Yeah.
Me and Mark, a while ago, two years ago... What are you laughing at?
Just the wrestling reference. Let's carry on.
Okay, so... Fuck, it's a radio show.
I know, that's why I didn't
myself
want you
and
to
Mark
say anything
about
it,
a couple of years, a couple of years ago, did a sort of on the Diary on the Road tour thing that was on BBC iPlayer, BBC Three.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it was back on the front page.
Yeah,
randomly.
It was a comedy bit. And but I was wondering, we mentioned it last week, I think.
Did we?
And maybe some people have watched it, and then they thought, oh, but some people are watching this. So.
To be honest, I think there's a glitch. That's what I thought. I thought something's gone wrong there. They typed in Sean Locke when they weren't looking, and our radio, our documentary came up.
But
so check
it out.
BBC iPlayer.
We had a few tweets about it.
It's called
it.
Sean Walsh One for the Road.
Yeah.
Mark's a sort of extra in it.
Oh, well, I'm in it as much as you. Probably.
Yeah.
On screen.
What would you do with 10k before we move on to your joke of the week?
£10,000.
Bang, at 25 years of age. It's just going to go on. What the fuck?
Yeah, mate,
give it to me when I'm 25.
Yeah, 35 year olds should have it.
100%.
Yeah.
Give it 10 grand to 12. I'd spend that in about 2 weeks. Absolutely. Off my tits in Shoreditch.
Yeah, that's. No, they should probably put a thing on it that you have to put it to good use.
Yeah. More like tokens that you can only spend it on like rent or food
or a house, or put it like to a house like everyone gets a deposit. So if you buy a house, you get your deposit.
Good idea. So
thanks, Sean.
Mark.
Yeah,
we got some tweets. We got some responses to sit down or stand up wipes.
Oh, I've got something. Oh,
what?
Oh yeah, yeah. Tell me about that.
What? Why are you interrupting me when I'm going, we've got some tweets?
Because I figure something and I think, oh, forget if I don't say.
Just shut up. Hear from Jonah Devitt. Pop your leg up on the sink and get in real nice and deep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks, Jonah.
That?
That's lovely.
Disgusting.
Yeah, okay. So what were you going to say? I actually wanted to know... If we could have some serious responses, please.
Last week when we did the YouTube to find out how to pronounce that name... Sean,
what?
When we YouTubed how to pronounce that name,
oh yeah,
and we were arguing about the pronunciation.
Yes,
someone tweeted us saying that was, I think, the Islamic pronunciation of the name.
Oh, okay,
and not the whatever. I can't think what it was meant to be.
Not the British way that we were pronouncing
it.
Well,
no, I don't. I should have looked it up. Really,
Calvin Hussey says it depends on the situation. Jeez, just yes or no, please, or sit down or stand up. For God's sake!
Yeah, what?
Right, come on. Crack
what?
On.
What?
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
So, Sean, it was the World Cup snooker... Well, the World Championship snooker final. Did you watch it at the weekend?
No.
Oh. I was actually talking to Stephen Hendry.
You were?
Yeah. Really? I was talking to Stephen Hendry the other day, and he told me he was on this snooker TV show. I said, big break. He said, no, I was already famous.
Very good. Cool.
Okay. That was it.
Well done.
I look forward to telling your mum and her blanking me.
We're going to. It's time for local. It's time for local gossip. Betty.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you got a lawnmower I can borrow?
Yeah, they've got one in the shed. No sit-on ones.
Well, that's too big for my garden.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, no. We've got a patio.
You need it. Just a patio?
Yeah, we've got a patio, yeah.
Oh, what do you need the lawnmower for?
Well, you know, like the grass coming up the cracks.
Oh.
That, we just want to get rid of that.
Oh, you need some weed killer.
Eh? Don't be smoking that. I can't trace to smoke that over there. I said, you smoke that again. We kick you out of the flat and we're going to report you to TK Maxx and you're going to lose your job. You slag. It's local news. Am I mum? Hello, mum.
Hi there, what a lovely day. It's just so nice. I'm out the front, you know, just people watching and all that.
Oh, lovely.
It's
lovely.
Great. I'll tell you now, the baby boom, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was after the war. I was born after the war, and it wasn't great. It was really dreary. When I look back, I see everything in black and white. There was rationing going on, and there was barbed wire still on the beaches. And Sally and I went on the beach one day when we were children, and we thought, what is this box? And we picked it up and started shaking it, and everyone sort of ran off the beach, and we were shaking explosives.
Oh, my God. How did you... That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
You know, it was just a bloody miserable, bleak time, and nobody had money.
I thought you were with ISIS or something. All right, so there's this sort of... That's really interesting. There's this sort of idea.
And do you know what I used to do? Well, the children then, yeah. we would play where all the houses had been bombed.
Wow.
All the bomb sites we used to play on.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So was it propaganda making out that it was all great?
Yeah, that's a load of rubbish.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it really, actually thinking about it, applies to America, which weren't touched.
America were okay. They were having a brilliant time.
Yeah.
And we weren't. There was no fashion. It was just wild. So there you are.
What do you mean no fashion?
Well, Well, it wasn't really. Youngsters used to dress like their parents. It was really drab.
Well, that's good. Teenagers in America, that it sort of came from...
Well, that's where it kicked off. Yeah. And then when you get it sort of 20 years later, you know, we're always behind. And until the 60s, and then we took over.
Okay.
Can I ask you a quick question?
So there you are, a bit of history.
Thank you.
Had a great time on Sunday. Everyone came down. There were nine.
What happened on Sunday?
Well, there was Auntie Shuey, Uncle Rich, Maya, Jude, everyone, and we went out to dinner. It was amazing. We had a brilliant time. It was a great time because we hadn't seen each other.
Lovely.
You know.
Can I ask you a quick question? We've been chatting on the show. Do you stand up?
No. What are you doing? No, I don't want to know this.
What's this?
Do you stand up or sit down when you wipe your bottom?
I can't believe this.
Oh, shit.
I'm not listening to this.
I know what I do because there was an ad. Do you fold your toilet paper or do you scrunch it up?
I scrunch
mine up.
Do you? I fold. That's a new poll. Interesting.
So, there you are.
It's all done, Sean. It's all done.
Is it all done? Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry, Sean wasn't listening.
Anyway, just a bit of goth, yes. Just a bit of goth. The jingles were all kicking off, screaming and shouting. I was out the back, and I thought, well, I'll go and sit out the front. So they moved in and started screaming and shouting out the front.
What were they shouting about?
You're always eating and drinking and not doing any work, and I have to, you know, wipe someone's arse. Oh, God. Anyway, you know.
That's on topic.
Enough of that.
Yeah, okay. Well, any good news? I mean, the sun's out. That's nice.
It's great news. I'm going off to see the Lady Boys.
You what?
I'm going to see the Lady Boys.
Of Bangkok?
Yeah.
Who are you seeing that with? Dad's not going to see that, is he?
I'm going with Stuart.
Okay. What?
And I think maybe Jenny and Kenny will be going. Jenny said, though, she'd rather stick pins in her eyes, but Kenny might go.
Okay, but why doesn't Dad want to go and watch the Ladyboys of Bangkok?
I'm not taking him.
Why?
Just in case.
No. He only went out in Hawaiian shorts the other day. All these spindly white legs with varicose veins. It wasn't a pretty sight.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know. So would you take him?
No, absolutely not. Whenever we take him to QPR, all he does is blow his nose, and his nose is constantly running with snot. It's horrible.
I know, unbelievable.
Okay, Mum. So, go on. What are you going to say?
What?
Go on.
Oh yeah. So hopefully, you know, well, I'll be seeing the Lady Boys, and Shuey sent me this amazing T-shirt from Holland, right?
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of Salvador, who I love, Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
So I've got that Dali on today.
Oh, lovely. Dali.
Yeah.
Dali, Salvador Dali. Okay, so, sorry, that's from the film. I'm doing that because it's from the film Midnight in Paris. Mum, okay, well, that's great. I'm glad you've had a nice week. That's not your
normal. Yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant.
Lovely.
I'm going to go to London. And you know, we're going to the Ritz and everything.
Are you doing that?
I'm going with Shuey.
Mum's going to the Ritz. Mum, that's what I got for Christmas.
Afternoon
tea at the Ritz.
Crack in.
Yeah. So that'd be amazing. So I've got to buy a new outfit for that.
Oh, lovely. Okay, well, you can update us on that, where you are with that outfit, and next week.
Oh, lovely. Okay, well, lots of love to all of you.
Is Dad there for sports news?
Oh, God, yeah. Right. I'm outside, you see.
Okay.
Hold on, he's probably sitting in.
All right.
Michael, you've got to do the sports.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there you are.
It's
all
time.
Right, see you the folks. Bye.
Sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Hello.
Hello, Sean.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good, good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, I mean the season's over now, isn't it? Just waiting for the cup final.
Yes. Do you not? Why aren't you going to see the Lady Boys of Bangkok?
Oh, Stuart is going with Patricia. I think there's a few of them going. I'm not supposed to be honest.
Okay, fair enough.
I heard it's a good. I did hear it's a good night though.
Yeah.
Good night. I'm not supposed. For the summer now, it's all the hurling of football. You know, keeping
yeah.
interest in that. Yeah, from now on, because in the absence of the football.
Okay. So sports news. What have you got for us?
No news.
Okay.
No news at all. I mean, the season's over.
West Ham are safe.
Well, I'm glad to see. I always like to see London teams do well. It's just about the size of it, really.
The sort of West Brom? There's a West Brom story at the moment with their caretaker manager having sort of going on the longest ever Premier League winning streak or something.
I know. Yeah, no, that's great. They should give him the job. You know, it's crazy if he had the job from the start. Who knows what would have happened?
Exactly. Okay, and who do you think is going to go down? Because Stoke have
West
been relegated.
Stoke and Southampton, but Swansea are coming into the frame now.
Okay.
You know, this thing is over, sort of thing. I mean, our season was such a nothing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
56 points, 46 games, excuse me.
Well, not really. I'll discuss that off air. I think it was a successful season in many ways. But, okay, for QPR. Now, Liverpool, Real Madrid, Champions League final. What do you reckon?
I think Real Madrid will win.
Okay.
Ronaldo will score.
And how do you feel about Arsene Wenger? The departure of Arsene Wenger after 22 years.
I think it's sad, but you know, time passes. I can't believe. Can you believe this? People have said that I look like Arsene Wenger. Can you see it?
Yeah, definitely.
You see it well. You see it as well, do you?
Did you hear his mum? Your mum in the background.
What did mum say you look like?
Wurzel Gummidge.
Huh?
I look a bit like Wurzel Gummidge, so that would make sense.
I
think you look like Arsene Wenger. with less vegetable intake, I think.
Can I ask you a question? Sean said you used to wipe your bum standing up.
Oh, for fuck.
Do you still do that?
I can't believe this.
Or do you sit down?
Did I hear right? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, we've been talking about standing up or sitting down when you wipe your bum. We're asking everyone.
Well, no, you have to be standing up, surely.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
agree with you.
All right.
And if you want to do it properly, have the tap running and give yourself a good wash at the same time.
Oh, lovely.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. And listen, my last hint is when you come out of the loo, don't smell your hands. Wash them.
There you go.
Because I remember once coming out of the loo and I just sort of smelled my hand and some bloke who was in the loo said, "Oh, wash your hands, mate, for God's sake, you don't test."
All right, Dad, thanks a lot. Thanks for the sports news. Thank you.
That should embarrass you. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the sports news. Cheers, Dad.
Bye.
Ta-da. There we go, sports news from my dad there. Update on the sit down or stand up to wipe. 57 for stand, 43 to sit. There you go. I'm in the minority. Mark is in the majority.
At the moment.
Sammy McHugh says, "I half stand, half sit. I have a big ass, so need to semi-stand to twist around to wipe. I feel like a
contortionist.
The mouse was in the way. Contortionist when wiping." Thank you, Sammy.
Someone made a joke as well. It depends on the situation.
I misread that earlier and I just said situation, but there you go. We just want straight answers, guys. Thank you very much. So that was sports news. It's now time for your village newsletter, or have you forgotten it again?
It's not coming.
Mark, that section of the show.
Yeah.
Is that deceased?
Do you want it to be deceased?
Well, you just don't really do it.
It's always just a notice board update, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
When I get it, I'll bring it.
For new listeners, we normally have a section of the show where Mark reads out the news from his local sort of village newsletter. He's brought up in a field with some sheep in Canterbury somewhere with a bunch of weirdos. So if we're not going to do the village newsletter, then we can look at the tabloid. We've got a bit of time left to look at the tabloid headlines. Mark, what are the tabloid... What is going on in the world of the red top?
Well, one of the headlines, married 5 days after losing arm in croc attack.
Okay.
So a British groom sees his fiancée pulled from a boat by the river beast and it rips her arm off. And I think he saves her. And then they get married and it's happily ever after.
Wow.
How do you feel about that? Do you think if you were getting married and then you had your arm ripped off by a crocodile.
Yeah.
Would you go through with it, or would you sort of think, "Oh, I'll probably do it another time"?
He got his arm ripped off, and then
she
carried
did. She did.
She.
Yeah.
That's for some reason worse.
Is it? Yeah, I suppose it is. Equal, though, aren't we, everyone?
They'd be screaming louder.
Equal, everyone!
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's quite terrifying.
So what? So she got her arm bit off and carried on with the wedding?
They're on... I mean, it wasn't during the wedding, but it was... Like, they were on a boat trip in somewhere, and, yeah.
Well, yeah,
it just came up.
Well, yeah, if something bad happened to me in the future, if I'd recovered, yeah, I'd carry on with what I wanted to do. Have I misunderstood what you're talking about?
Well, like, 5 days later.
5 days? Yeah. Well, yeah, she was all right.
Yeah, she looks beautiful in the wedding dress. Lovely.
Fine.
But I thought I didn't know crocodiles did that. I thought they kind of just drowned you, and then they roll you on the bottom and then leave you there and eat you later. I didn't know they sort of...
Went for limbs.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, maybe it just gone wrong.
What, the...
The attack.
Do you think the crocodile was like, oh, no.
Yeah, she got away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what else is in the red top? The world of the red top?
It's a bit dull today, really. They're all going on about the weather. That's both have gone for Adele's...
Come on, there's... Oh, go on.
Adele's celebrated her 30th wedding.
Yeah.
Wedding.
What, 30th wedding? 30th. Bloody hell. Yeah, she gets about.
God.
Right, no wonder what she's got all those soppy songs. Every bloody 6 months, she's got to have a breakup. Not 6 months, it'd be like every 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I never say a breakup, like a song.
She had a Titanic themed party.
Okay. What themed party would you have for your... Well, you've had your 30th, for your 40th.
I bet you can guess.
Wrestling.
No.
Karate Kid.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, hang on. Hang on a second. I am going to assume that you mainly have sort of Caucasian English friends.
That's a bit much.
So, are people allowed to go as Mr. Miyagi?
I've got Asian friends.
Genuine question.
I've got Asian friends.
Are your Caucasian friends allowed to go as Mr. Miyagi?
Oh, are they?
I'm asking you.
I think they should be allowed because he's the best character.
You can, just don't do anything with your eyes.
No.
Surely that's it. You can come as Mr. Miyagi.
You can't. But can you do the voice? Because
what's the voice?
I'm not going to. Don't you try and make me do the voice.
Do you know what I thought the other day?
He's like Miyagi-san. Like, is that kind of...
That was good. That's so good. What made me laugh the other day, and I thought, is this racist? Is, you know, when you go to, like, when you're abroad sometimes, or even if you're in a Thai restaurant, you'll get a CD that's covers of, like, mainstream British pop songs, but, like, with a Thai twist.
Yeah.
So I was in a restaurant,
recently, and I heard, Caucasians.
No, I thought, is it racist to, like, for me to talk about it? Because it is funny. You just, like, eat your food, and in the background you can hear, when to become one, I need some love, like I never needed love
before. I really hope it's not racist. Because if it is, we're in trouble.
Our show is over. But it's like a fusion of, like, I don't know, sort of historic Thai music with Spice Girls.
So do you
like,
think
this
Thai
work.
People enjoy the song more when it's sung in their style of talking?
Ask them next time you're in a restaurant.
Tweet in.
Are there any Thai restaurant owners Thai restaurants?
Or any Asians, really, because it will still count.
Right. Okay, so we're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to our guest, comedian Terry Alderton, an actor.
Can I just say for a second?
What?
Sorry, I know I'm interrupting again.
You've not stopped interrupting.
But I just want to say, Cobra Kai series has come out and I've watched it.
This is the Karate Kid series.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about it on Filmish. So if you want to hear me talk about that, tune into Filmish on Friday.
Okay, cool. We're going to listen to Hot Dog by Limp Bizkit, which we discussed on the last episode of Filmish. Then we're going to be talking to comedian and actor Terry Alderton. I'm looking forward to getting the weather from him. Here we go. Britters, Red Cap.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Bring it on. Here we go, it's a fucked up world.
Hot Dog by Limp Bizkit. Mark looks confused. That's not new. Here we are. Let's go and speak to our guest, comedian Terry Alderton, with the weather. Hello, Terry.
Hello there. How are you, Sean?
I'm good. I'm also joined by Mark Simmons.
Hello, mate.
Oh, hello, Mark.
Do you two know each other?
We have met.
No.
Unbelievable.
Probably up the creek. It's always up the creek.
No. It was a comedy store. No, it wasn't. It was Leicester Square Theatre years ago. There's no reason you'd remember.
There's no way you remember
who
you are.
I was really new.
Why didn't you just say no? You've made it awkward now.
But
no,
I'm honest.
We have met. But, you know, me and Sean did this once, and I said something to him, complimentary about his act, and he went, have you ever seen my act? Oh, there's nothing like what I do. And I went,
Terry, nah. So I know you wanted to come on the show because you wanted to speak to me and catch up. I understand all that, but also coincidentally, you do have something to promote.
Yeah, I'm doing a festival right out there in Chelmsford, on the 30th. I think it is the 30th of May. I've got so much going on my diary.
Oh, 30th of June.
At the Fling Festival. Is it June? Is it? I thought it was May. That's amazing.
You can't do it now.
I'll be there a month early. That's brilliant. Yeah, I'll be there on the 30th of June. Yeah. Hot man.
For people that haven't seen Terry, I thoroughly recommend him. He's one of the best comedians I think I've ever gigged with. I don't think I've ever gigged with you and you've not gotten an encore. I once had to follow Terry after he'd got a standing ovation. That's unbelievable.
How did it go?
To be fair, Dane Baptiste had to do that for me at the Glee. I got a standing ovation, then he had to follow.
Do you know my favourite one, actually, on that?
Go on.
I'm going to blow my own trumpet.
Yeah, no, do. You should. You're allowed.
Years ago, I did a thing with Ross Noble and Coogan, Steve Coogan, right?
Yeah.
But we did a thing, so, you know, like, there's no compass. You hand on to each other.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, so Ross Brennan, he was brilliant, right? I went and got standing ovation. I was going, sit down, please welcome Steve. And he had to follow me and Ross, we both smashed it. Thinking, oh, no, what a nightmare.
Oh, God, that's brilliant. Great. So do check Terry out. Is it true you've got the record? You probably always have to talk about this in interviews, so I do apologise. What is the record?
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. On court and standing ovations. This is really up my own arse. But I tell you
I've asked you. Don't worry. You've not brought it up.
Right.
It's fine.
I got to something like this. Is going to be like my fourth weekend of doing it. You know, the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
This would have been, you know, Saturday night. This would have been a standing ovation for the last four times I've done it. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, late shows and early shows. And then I got on the late show Saturday and died on my
ass.
It was like Zidane at the end of his career, nutmegging and nutting that guy. That's what it was like. Bang!
I remember one of my greatest deaths was I was very new, I was very green, and you know the boat show on the Thames?
Yeah.
But the first time I did that, I walked out and I had the best gig in my career up to that point. Maybe I'd been going a year and a half or something. So someone pulled out like a couple of weeks later, and Christian, the booker, invited me back. Someone pulled out, so he thought, oh, I'll bring him in again. He'll do what he did the 2 weeks ago. But what happened is that had given me so much confidence and arrogance that I thought I was going to absolutely obliterate this again. So when I walked out, obviously I walked out with a different sort of presence. And normally,
if you know me,
like especially when I was in my early 20s, I was just dressed like a tramp. I walked out and talked about I look like a tramp. But 2 weeks later, I'm dressed like a tramp, but I walked out with my hands in the air like I was Michael Mack, like I was a god. Genuinely just like, you are so lucky to see me.
Lucky people.
Yeah, and then just absolutely died so hard to silence that what I used to do when I would die, I walk backwards. I get so scared that I end up walking backwards, and I stepped on the curtain, and the curtain dropped down.
We're just
John Richardson and Stuart Lee sat there. The last 5 minutes of the set was just me making no jokes, not even commenting on it, just putting up a curtain.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. And then it's always, if comics die, you always, they come in, you always see them tying their shoes. Yeah. They tie their shoes. Go, oh, sorry. How did it go? The shoes were undone.
Oh, I'm going to remember that. That's
you know what? That's I was if I finish this thing. If ever I'm struggling, right, I always finish on this. If it's going really bad, I go, well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it's like? You know when you're walking down the street and you see a friend of yours that's talking to a friend of theirs that you don't know, and you join the conversation, and after a while you realise that your friend's friend doesn't particularly like you, but you don't want to walk away from the conversation because you know that if you do, your friend's friend's going to go, he's a bit of a wanker, right? And that's how I'm feeling tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I just keep talking.
Oh, I become so moody when I'm done. I won't gig in Hackney ever again. I hate Hackney, and I hate all the people that are in Hackney and live in Hackney. I mean the white people, obviously, the white people that have moved there in the last 10 years. I hate that. And the last time I gigged there, I just at the end, basically, what I did is I refused to look at them. I refused to look at them when I was doing my set, and then I just got to the end of the set and went, right, can I go now?
Yeah, that's
just stormed off.
Oh, mate. I've walked off before. It's that whole Larry David thing, you know, go, oh, Larry David did this, and I think it's flipping out, man. I've done it millions of times. You don't want to waste their time, that's what it is. It's kind of going, it's going to work.
Absolutely agree with that.
It's not that you're being arrogant, you're going, look, it's not going to happen. Totally. I need you to be into it. If you're not into it, it's not going to go.
Absolutely. Terry, so there are a couple of things that we want to discuss with you quickly. Before you give us the weather, we have to be quick because we've been talking about comedy.
Well, Fling Festival, Comedy Tent, 30th. I'm with Carl Donnelly, I'm with Ben Norris, and I'm with Addy Borg. It's
brilliant.
It's a Buzzcocks epic. Look at that, Lee. See, I do know about the flingfestival.com if you want to buy a ticket.
Flingfestival.com if you want to see Terry, which I highly recommend, along with Carl and Ben Norris and Addy van der Boer. It's fantastic, Bill. Terry.
Yes.
We've been discussing on the show, when you wipe your bottom, are you a stander-upper or a sitter-downer?
I'm a stand and go from the front and come forward.
Go from the front?
Under the balls. Yeah.
Under the balls.
And then what I do, I go the other way, and then I get myself wipes. I get wipes, wipes. Nice ones, not the ones that are going to block the system and get a, whatever they call it, a sewage burg or whatever they're called.
Right.
And then I wipe properly, because the thing is, I always think that if you've got dog poo on your hand or something, and you won't wipe with just a bit of tissue, you just smear it into you.
Nice.
There you go.
That is a solid point. I'm clean, man. I'm a clean being. I'm clean. I've got that across. Yeah, I'm clean, bro. Okay. I've made up for my embarrassment that I wipe forward, right? I've made up for the embarrassment that I wipe forward just to clean it up with the edge.
It's very hygienic, Terry. And the other thing, do you scrunch up your toilet roll or do you fold it?
No. Wipe and drop. And then check to see if there's no blood in there or anything.
No. I mean, what do I mean? Mark, explain.
Do you fold it over to make it thicker so it doesn't sort of go straight through to your fingers?
Or do you scrunch up the toilet roll?
I see what you mean. Let me think about this. They've cropped up with it. It's not exactly, usually what you do with the news, it's like Wikipedia questions, but this is beyond that. This is brilliant. You've actually done your research.
Yeah.
I just nonchalantly admit it, but I just pull it off and done.
You're right,
I don't think I fell.
So quick, you don't really know. Right, Terry, please do us the huge favour, the honour of give us the weather.
The weather, where I am or where you are?
Where you are.
We've got you a jingle as well.
I forgot about the jingle. Sorry, wait for your jingle and then give us the weather where you are.
Okay.
The weather.
Shit.
What?
That's it.
Where are you?
No, it's not. It's lovely.
Okay. Right.
No, I just thought it'd be funny because he goes, "That's the weather."
Yeah.
Don't come and see me at the Fling Festival.
Terry's really not in form at the moment. Don't see him.
It's beautiful. It's just coming a bit overcast now. I'm in Hitching. I'm going to do some damage to the studio, so I'm glad it's clouding over. It's going to be hot with the great Owen Parker and the brilliant Richard Melvin, and we're going to make my Edinburgh show. So we're hoping that this overclass that's just come out, right, sun's coming out now, and with a baldy pate, that's not good, man. You know, you see, the thing is about the weather, when it's freezing cold, I have to wear a woolly hat, so I freeze, and if in the summer, I just burn, man. I just burn, so I have to wear fantastic.
Okay, Terry.
Yes.
Thank you for the weather. I'm going to have to let you go. I know you're not, but you do always sound like you're on cocaine. So I do have.
I do have to go. No, that slows me down.
Okay, actually, Terry, I've got to go. We're running out of time. Thank you for coming on. Love you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Check out Terry Alton at Fling Festival. He's chosen his song. For some reason, it's a Christmas song because he's mental. It's Santa's a Scotsman by Scottish Quest All Stars. Thank you for listening.
Subscribe.
RT. Listen to Filmish as well, the other one. Bye-bye!
It's Christmas time in Scotland, and my kid said to me, just one question, Daddy, before I go to sleep. How will Santa find me? So I said, wherever he may roam, Santa will find you, because he's coming home.